The reality of blind denial. What vision do you get when or if the subject of false teachers arises? What face do you associate with a false teacher? The Apostle Peter addressed two segments of error, false prophets and false teachers, when he said, "But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privily bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." 2 Peter 2 and verse 1. False prophets and false teachers have accomplished chaos and death, but it is inevitable that where you find truth, you will find error not so far behind. The reason was also stated by the Apostle Peter, saying, "And in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you." 2 Peter 2 and verse 3. To make merchandise is to make a gain of, which is in essence the appropriating to oneself a dominating power over another for the purpose of personal advantage or material gain. There is no shortage of individuals who strive to do that very thing. What motivates an individual to destroy persons in order to advance themselves monetarily? Quick answer: for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2 and verse 16. The truth of this conclusion is seen in the life of a prophet named Balaam. The children of Israel were on the brink of entering into the land of Canaan. They are residing in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan at Jericho. Balak, the king of Moab, has a problem with that, saying, "Now will this multitude lick up all that is round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field." Numbers 22 and verse 4. In an effort to defeat and overcome this supposed dilemma, Balak secured the assistance of one Balaam, the son of Beor. Balak secured the services of Balaam with a lure to great riches, saying, "I will promote thee unto very great honor, and whatsoever thou sayest unto me, I will do. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people." Numbers 22:17. Balak appealed to Balaam's baser character and succeeded, because Balaam loved the hire of wrongdoing. 2 Peter 2 and verse 15. Yes, there are individuals who, for the hire, in imitation of their father, the devil, or Satan, who fashioneth himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14, will fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness for the sole purpose of earthly advantage. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "For uttering great swelling words of vanity, they entice in the lust of the flesh by lasciviousness those who are just escaping from them that live in error, promising them liberty while they themselves are bondservants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he also brought into bondage." 2 Peter 2:18 and 19.